Hello.
How are you doing, man?
How are you, Mike?
How's the head?
Good. Yeah. I feel good. I'm still training, so I'm okay.
Good, man. So look, guys, here we are. This is the first series, episode one of the Perpetua podcast. The first I heard about doing a podcast was 2 days ago.
Two days ago, guys. We're moving quick.
Yeah. Keeping up with the times.
Yeah, exactly. So here we are, out of nowhere. We've decided to do this podcast, guys, a series for everyone. We're looking forward to providing some really good content with you over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So you heard about it only 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But we should be doing it, I suppose.
Yeah, look, it's something I've always kind of juggled with, you know, but it's always about getting the right content and giving it the right amount of time so you get it done right. So obviously we haven't had the right amount of time. Yeah. And I don't know if this will be right, but you got to do something.
Yeah.
So
this is going to be a good thing, I think.
Yeah. It's fresh.
So what do we think is happening?
So basically, like the last 2 weeks, you know, it's just it's been accelerator mode, and it's just how do you cope, right?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, our efforts, and you know better than me because you're in there every day, you know.
Yeah.
To combat this, we took the advice of, you know, some of our a loyal member of ours who is, you know, very in tune with, you know,
what's going on,
and he's definitely playing his part in advising the government on how to best tackle this. So you know, that's a great ear for us to lean on, and you know, his opinion, along with others who have the expertise in this problem that we're all facing, was telling us we were doing everything right. You know, what did we do? We doubled down on the cleaning staff, right? We were, you know, every front of house was trained on how to
clean everything.
Before, after, during. We halved the size of classes.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
Yeah.
We really wanted to separate the guys out, make sure everyone felt comfortable. And that's key. You know, when they're coming into the gym, we want to make sure, obviously, that they're getting what they're coming for in terms of their fitness, but also they feel comfortable. So the whole cleaning procedure and the sizing down on classes was key.
Yeah, that was all based off what the HSE was saying, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It was based off, you know, these principles of how best to come down with this virus and know how to pass it on.
And the feedback was brilliant. Like, everything that was coming back from the members, they were happy we were open. Everyone wanted to be open.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I felt about it. Was like, I'm not closing until, you know, the government turn around and tell me to shut up shop.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, we're a fitness facility. And in a time like this, when there's so much mental strain put on people, and the uncertainty that causes, there's things you can be certain about and you need to hold on to them as long as you possibly can.
Definitely.
Which is why we stayed in it till the very end. I think we were probably the last gym in Ireland to close.
Pretty much, I think, yeah. Definitely in Dublin anyway.
Yeah, but then the fact was, you know, the staff, you know, became, you know, priority. And, you know, their feeling on Saturday morning was like, let's do this.
Yeah.
We're doing a great job. You know, the feedback is really good from members, from experts. Like, let's stay in this and let's do it, because we know how important it is for people to move physically, like release themselves, you know. So that's what we did. But that attitude, you know, changed within 24 hours, and rightly so. You know, the concern set in, and then we said, you know, we'll assess on Monday. Hopefully the government will come out and like demand none of this voluntary stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's not easy on anyone, right?
Absolutely.
So we, you know, we were waiting out for that, but then the time comes that the members spoke. You know, they albeit they said, like, you're doing a great job. I feel really safe here.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
On Monday morning, with everything that went down over the weekend, with all that crap that was flying around on WhatsApp and here, there and everywhere.
Yeah, that was a big problem as well, because people are obviously listening to that and they're taking it into their concern, you know, but
even if they know it's bullshit, they're still absorbing it.
They're still
going
to afford it.
They're still going into their head.
Yeah.
You know, you might be able to park it in the bullshit car park, but you're still hanging on to it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm included.
Yeah.
You know, so
As you said, you were going to delete WhatsApp.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah,
for about an hour.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to go back to the news. I want to see what's happening.
Let's see if this shit's happening.
When's the army coming in? Yeah. Is the army in yet?
Is it, I'm 42. Can I join the army?
Yeah.
So then it was basically, look, Monday came around. We had, you know, that Sunday evening, we had about 150 spaces booked throughout the studios.
Yeah.
And we think there was probably just a little under 30 showed up on Monday morning. Mm. So that was that, really. You know, that was enough to tell us that, you know, we're staying open to be of service to our members. Mm. You know, there's financial hits going on. That's the first thing you accept.
Yeah.
This isn't about the bottom line anymore. This is just about being of service.
Yeah,
if we can play our part. And what I mean by that is, as a business owner, I mean, like, the first people I'm thinking about is you guys.
Yeah, staff.
Staff, yeah. You know, management, and then all the way down to, you know, the boys who keep the place spotless.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly, yeah.
So that was it, and then Monday. So that was it. You know, I think I was the one who was putting up the biggest fight. You know,
I think you were. Yeah, absolutely.
I just don't like to be defeated, man.
No.
I got to be honest with you.
You want that? You want to be pushed kind of in that way? But unfortunately, so we made the decision.
Yep.
We're here now. What do you think we're going to learn?
Well, this is the thing, man. Like, you get it. What are we a week out from when it all kicked off, really? Yeah. Right. So, I've had a bit of time personally to kind of look at it, right?
Mm.
And I'm optimistic, man. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, forget business. Forget that for now, right? It's about playing your part. Keep the place safe.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. No problem. But the bigger picture here is, this is Mother Nature.
Mm.
You know.
And telling us something.
And she's had enough.
Yeah.
She's had enough, man. Yeah. She's not happy, you know. And I think it's a proper slap in the face, like a big kick up the arse, you know. Yeah. Like, Mother Nature,
sort your shit up.
You don't notice her.
Yeah.
She just goes about her things. She's all those, you know, those beautiful things, man. She's the weather. She's the climate. Yeah. She's all those things, but she's subtle. She stays there. You take it for granted. And now it's made a roar. She's come out and said, enough's enough.
Yeah.
And it just shows you how brittle everything is, you know? Yeah.
And even though we're hearing all this kind of negative stuff on the news about how many people are dying and the cases and stuff like that, but then you hear the good stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's all coming out now, right? There's been 5 days to produce good, positive content.
Yeah.
But all this number crunching shit,
it's not going to help.
Park it.
Yeah.
Park it. We know, you know, that there's going to be loss of life.
Yeah.
We know all that. Just keep communicating on what we need to do as individuals to make sure that we play our part in keeping the place as safe as possible.
So, so we're adapting at the moment, essentially.
So that's it, man. Like, Mother Nature stepped up. She walked into the ring. She lined us up and sent one right down the fucking pipe, man.
Yeah, right.
And then there you go. You're on your arse.
Mm.
Now, the thing is, personally, for me, I've got knocked down many times, like everyone has, right? But this is a collective thing now.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hurt as much as a personal thing.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing, I suppose, right? But as a collective, you know, we're knocked down. Now, my reaction to that is, when I've been knocked down, it's about getting up as quickly as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Before the count of 10.
Yeah.
Right?
Stop waiting for telling people what to do.
So a lot of people, when they get knocked down, in my experience, is they'll stay down.
Yeah.
Right? But their intention is to get back up.
Mm.
But the problem is, they talk about getting knocked down for too long while they're down.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a bit of that going on now.
Well, absolutely, because
right?
People are at home. So do you think they're going to park fitness goals, health goals, everything like that? Or they are, aren't they?
I think there's a lot of, like, you know, adapting for everyone.
Yeah.
They're at home.
Yeah.
Can we leave? They've got other responsibilities. They've got, you know, go upriver to their grandparents. They've got to try and do their best for them, whatever that is.
Yeah.
They've got to look downriver to the kids. You know what I mean? You got to look to your brothers, your sisters, your peers, whatever. You know, so there's a lot of adapting. Okay, I'm in clothes now. I can get out for a walk. I can get out for a run. Like, we're here to help that journey. We're not here, you know, that's the purpose of this, is to be like some sort of little voice over here and try and bring a positive flip side on this. So
that's definitely what we're here for, and we're going to be here to help as much as we can so that everyone's ready to attack.
Yeah, but that's it.
You
get back up, man.
You've got
10 seconds.
Yeah, let's do it.
So if you're not up yet and you're still talking about getting, like, I know the human race, humanity has the ability to get back up, right?
Yeah.
But the quicker we do that, the better.
Yeah.
Okay. The quicker we adapt as in we adapt, we find a positive and we attack that positive.
Yeah.
We go after it like everything we got.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's really where, you know,
it does come down to that. And like you, as you say, if people can see this as an opportunity, whether it's like on business or personal level,
yeah,
the personal level for most people is going to be, hey, I need to sort my shit out if I'm not healthy.
Look, it's the business thing, forget it for now, right? Park it. It's the personal.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to have to take a little look at themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a forced look because there's a lot of time spent with yourself now.
Yeah.
You know, your day to day is completely turned upside down, you know, so you're going to have time to reflect, you know, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a forced reflection. Yeah. I'm glad the pubs aren't open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shut the offies down.
Yeah.
Like, let's, it's a sobering time. So stay sober, feel it, go through it, and then come out the other side with a cleaner, you know, view of where you sit, what you want from life, and how you want to go about that. Yeah. You know, this is the opportunity, man.
This is an opportunity, guys.
Yeah. Like, that for me is like, you know, that's the main thing, you know. We've got knocked down as individuals, right? We've got knocked down as a business, but it's just how quickly can we get back up?
Yeah.
And you need a reason to get back up, you know. Like, I don't want to lose. Yeah, that's my reason.
Yeah, I don't want to crumble to something like this.
I don't want to give into it.
No.
You know what I mean? Respect it, but I'm not giving into it.
Yeah.
There's a flip side here.
Yes.
And I got to flip it quick.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's pretty much it, I think.
I think that's it, man. Yeah, so that's episode one. So. Like, you know, let's see how this thing goes. Let's see how it rolls from here, you know. It's like, I suppose, you know, we'll do this as a series.
Yep.
You know, and this is to combat, you know, this outbreak.
Yeah.
Through physical preparedness.
And we're adapting to this as much as possible. Hopefully the series will evolve all the way through. Yeah. So you're on it with us, guys.
Yeah. Can I put my clothes back on?
Yeah, put that. Thanks, guys.
Cheers.